first of all, big event here earlier today. 10K for a cause, but I understand the numbers even changed.
It has changed. It is now 20K for a cause. There was one grand prize winner of $10,000, and then the four runners-up each received $2,500. It was a surprise announcement announced at the luncheon today.
So let's tell a little bit about this. How did it get started, and who was involved?
Well, it began a year ago when I approached Jim Wyson, president of the Century Insurance Foundation, and asked him if we could give some money away but involve the community in doing that. And the easiest way we could think of was to do it on our Facebook page through social media. So what we did is, behind the scenes here, it took us a while, and we built up the Facebook page and got everything ready to go behind the scenes, and we launched in November. So I asked the public to nominate a charity, any charity nationwide, and the charities that received the most nominations would go on to become finalists, and there was five finalists. In 18 days, we received over 3,000 nominations for charities, so it was more than what we could have ever expected. The campaign was very well received by the community, and then once we've determined the top five finalists, voting was then allowed, and we received over 1,800 votes for the top five finalists. The voting closed January 4th at noon, and the winner was announced today.
So with that many submissions for potential nonprofits or other groups to receive this money, how'd you narrow it down to five?
Well, it was easy. We narrowed it down to the top five because it was based on those that received the most votes. So, simple. The top five charities that received the most nominations went on to become finalists.
This was a nationwide thing as well. So, who were the charities and where are they from?
Surprisingly or not surprisingly, they're all from Wisconsin. We had the Boys and Girls Club of Portage County, Camp Kesem UW-Madison, Evergreen Community Initiatives, and they're located here in Stevens Point, the Humane Society of Portage County, and Midwest Horse Welfare Foundation from Pittsville, Wisconsin.
All of them I've heard of, and I'm surprised with the nationwide contest. It sounds like a lot of the voting came from Wisconsin.
Yep, that just tells you that our community really stepped up to nominate someone local and to give back to their own community.
Now, the awards presentation a short time ago, what happened there? I understand that nobody went home empty-handed.
That's correct. Jim Wyson got up, and he announced that each one of these charities is, deserving, and they all do great things for the community. And because of that, he didn't want anyone to go home empty-handed. So the Century Insurance Foundation decided to give everyone at least $2,500. So the four runners-up each received $2,500, and the grand prize winner received a check for $10,000 today. The grand prize winner was the Midwest Horse Welfare Foundation from Pittsville.
Did they give you a little rundown of what they do?
Yes, they each charity was asked to present about themselves for about 5 minutes to kind of tell us about what they do and the good works that they do. And the Midwest Horse Welfare Foundation, they rescue horses from either abandoned situations or abusive situations, and they rehabilitate them. And they also have a program where they can use these horses for therapy. So, anybody, I don't know. How do you explain
therapy?
Yeah,
they rescue horses, they rehabilitate, they evaluate them, they rehabilitate them, and put them out for adoption.
Yes, that's what they do.
And they put them out for adoption.
They put them up for adoption.